Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
This week, we're talking about what it means to live a life that is bigger than the life you're living today. One phrase that we're all familiar with comes with being in a situation where there is some kind of disagreement, confusion, offense, or maybe even an argument. It goes on and on, and there's no end in sight, and someone says, "You should be the bigger man and just let it go." This phrase, being the bigger man, usually means that you should lay aside your feelings and your reasons and settle the issue for the sake of peace and moving forward, even if it's not totally to your liking. Now, that's not always easy to do, especially when you know, or at least you strongly believe, that you're right and the other person is wrong. Another reason it's difficult is that our culture is filled with things, with messages that support the idea of winning and losing. We are encouraged to win. And sometimes the idea comes across that we must win at all costs. This reminds me of a story about a man who moved into what he thought was the perfect home until one night while watching the news, he sees a mouse scuttling across the living room floor. Now, this guy hated mice, so he went to the store and bought several mouse traps, but every night he still saw the mouse. The traps didn't work. So he went to the pet store and got a cat, thinking this will take care of that mouse, but it didn't. Almost every evening, he'd hear the mouse gnawing on something behind the couch or scurrying across the floor. So he called an exterminator. The exterminator came out and placed mouse poison all over the house, as well as put the latest mouse-catching technology devices all around the house, including a special sonar mouse repellent system that emitted a high-frequency tone which drove mice nuts. Well, unfortunately, this mouse must have been deaf because the sonar didn't work, the poisons didn't work, and the mouse ignored all the fancy traps. So one evening, the man is sitting in his favorite recliner watching the news, enjoying a cup of hot herbal tea when all of a sudden the mouse sticks his head from under the TV stand. That was the last straw. The man went out to the garage, grabbed a can of gasoline, poured it on the floor near the television, and threw a match on the gas, setting the entire room on fire. Pretty soon, the entire house was in flames, and in fact, the house burned to the ground. The next day, when the smoke cleared, the man was walking through the debris and saw laying in a pile of ashes one dead mouse. He smiled because in his mind, he had won. The moral to this story is pretty obvious. Sometimes when we insist on winning for that moment, we almost guarantee that we're going to lose something greater in the long term. A person that will not allow themselves to lose is a bigot. A person who cannot allow themselves to lose is a fool. And a person that dares not allow themselves to lose is a slave. Well, that brings our time today to an end. Remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. Before we go, I'd like to say a prayer to cover the rest of the day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given. This is a great gift. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May we bear our pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide us away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to our souls. Let our eyes see the wonders hidden in every moment. Give us wisdom beyond ourselves. May our words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Strengthen our hands for the task set before us today. May your thoughts become our thoughts. May your ways become our ways. With your hand on our head and your name in our heart, help us run well and finish strong. Well, have a great day. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.com. www.runtothefinishpodcast.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.